You are listening to a life-impacting message preached by Bishop Richard Ayi at the Lovely Voice Experience in London. Bishop Richard Ayi is the pastor of the First Love Church UK, a denomination founded by Bishop Dag Heward Mills. The First Love Church is full of zealous young people who love and desire to work for the Lord. You will be encouraged and uplifted as you listen to this powerful sermon.
241. Okay, let's pray. Father, thank you for today in Jesus' name. Amen. Take your seats. Please be seated. Are you seated? Happy to be seated. Matthew chapter 5. Are you seated? You got a chair? Or you got a table? Chair. Okay, Matthew 5, verse 13. And we are sharing on, am I good for nothing? I don't think you are good for nothing. Or make sure that you are not good for nothing. Okay? So verse 13 says that you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. Amen. So, if you are good, if you are not good for nothing, you have to prevent corruption. Okay? Do you know that there's corruption in the world? Okay. So, how to prevent the spread of corruption is what we want to look at today, which will help you, because maybe you're wondering, how can I not be good for nothing? Isn't it? Is that not the English? Yes. Look at 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3 says that according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. There is corruption in the world through lust. That is through the desires of men. The desires and the interests and the cravings of men have brought about corruption into the world. Look at Romans chapter 8 and verse 20, I believe. Romans 8 verse 20. It says that for the creature was made subject to uselessness. Yes, uselessness. That's why everything is useless. Everything is vanity. Everything is subject to destruction. That's how it is. Everything is headed towards corruption, vanity, destruction, uselessness. Everything. Your nice shoes that you bought, that you really love the shoes, within a few months, when you look at the shoe, you don't even feel like wearing the shoe. Yes. Your hair. Yeah. your nice car that you bought. The scripture says that the creature was made subject to vanity. Everything spoils. Everything spoils. Everything spoils. Everything spoils. If you are not wise early enough to make the best of things, everything spoils. Everything. Everything changes. I'm sure you see your face every day in the mirror. Yes, unless you don't have a mirror in your house. But you, even when you look at you see that things are changing. Oh, yes, things are changing. Not because of any problem that you've had, but that is how everything was made. And so the only thing left to be saved, and that can be saved or can be reclaimed, is the soul of man. Yes, it's the soul of man. The only meaningful job, a meaningful vision that you can have is the salvation of souls. Otherwise, everything is useless. Useless. I mean, I can take my phone and the pictures I'll produce from my phone. I mean, come on. But even that, soon it will be useless. It will be nothing. It's like, what is this? What is this that you are holding? What is this that you have? I've bought cameras before for myself. I've bought cameras. I've bought cameras for holiday, family holidays, days, you know, to take pictures. I just sometimes I go through and I see the cameras and I look at it and I say to myself, what is this? What is this? When you take one and you're going through the picture, you're even wondering, where should I go to get these pictures of this camera? I see SD cards. Everything is subject to uselessness. I don't know whether you realize it. Everything is subject to uselessness. You put your heart into something. I really want this. And then you get it. Not that when hope is deferred, the Bible says that it makes the heart sick. I'm not talking about hope deferred. I'm talking about things that you actually accomplish, you actually get. And then when you get it, it's meaningless. You see, within a few, whatever, it's like, what is this thing that I was so stressed over and I really wanted it badly? It's like I would do anything and everything just to acquire this thing. And when you get it, you'll be looking at it and it's like, what is this? Like the television in your house. Yeah. Michael, you look like someone with a nice television. Yes. But you see, after you get the television, you're just sitting there just looking at this and say, what is, I mean, come on. Because by the time you finish setting it up, the next advert you see is that an improved version of that television is out. And somebody actually wants you to come and buy that new one. And if you follow it, you will actually go and buy a new one. And by the time you finish setting that one up, to tell a newer one has come. And that is it. Endless. It just continues. On and on and on and on. I'm to you that the best job that we can have to fight this corruption that is in the world, to fight this corruption and to fight this problem, is the soul of man. It's the only thing that lasts till eternity. Oh, yes. Unless you can give me something else so that I can change my message right now. Right now I can change it. The only thing that lasts, that you must be concerned about, and so that the other things that you want become secondary and, you know, it's not the main thing in life, It's the salvation of God. There'll always be souls. There'll always be souls. And the soul of a man matters here. How he lives his life here and how he spends his life in eternity. It matters both here and eternity. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. You can have the best car in the United Kingdom, the best car here. If you travel from here, to which country? France. You will see that you're on the wrong side of the road. You see immediately you're on the wrong side of the road. You see immediately now you want to find another car that is the steering wheel is on the left side. Of course, ours is on the right. Yes. And then the next place that you can use it will be, you can take it to South Africa. Or somewhere in the Caribbean. Then you can be normal. But it's like here. It's like here. Here on earth. I'm telling you, here on earth. You just cross the channel and then you are in France. Then suddenly you see that your car is hot. Guys, or you have to think carefully when you're turning. You have to think carefully so you turn to the right side. Otherwise, you turn as though you are turning in Britain and you meet an oncoming traffic. Just across. Then it's useless. That's what I'm saying. You just move across, then it's vanity. Because everything is subject to vanity except the soul of men. Yes, except your soul. The best job you can have is the job that cares for souls. It's the best job. It's the best job. It's the top job. It's the top job. And thank God that the Bible says that many are called. Many are called to what? Many are called into shepherding of souls. Or many are called into this work of looking after the soul of man, which has the best value. It doesn't lose its value. Here on earth, it doesn't lose its value. In eternity, it doesn't lose its value. Where in heaven are you taking your car? You know, I saw someone post something funny the other day. The person said, I forget how they put it, but he said that people with curly hair always have a straightening their hair. And then those with straight hairs are always curling their hair. People with natural curly hair, they come to church with straight hair. They have straightened it as though it's been ironed. And then those with the straight hair also appear in church. They've curled it. It's curled. It's twisted. It's like, look, it's like everybody doesn't seem to like what they have. People with dark faces are bleaching their faces, and people with fair faces are lying in the sun for their face to become dark. It's just wonderful. Dark people want to become lighter, and light people want to become dark. Fat people want to become slim. Slim people want to become fat. Slim people with flat backsides are going to gyms to learn how to. And the people with the big ones are wearing loose things so that it's not seen, so it looks flatter. Ah. I don't know why you're standing. You're watching me train in the gym. Okay. Sit down. I'll finish the training. Yes. So, I am saying to us that, look, your new shoes, your new clothes, it's not going to amount to much. Yes. It's not going to amount to much. The scripture we read, the first scripture we read, that the corruption through the lusts of men. I mean, look at the perversions that men have introduced into the world. No, and don't underestimate the force of that thing and the power of that thing. When men decide that it's better to be light-skinned than to be dark. Don't underestimate it. You'll be affected. Before you are affected. It's called influence. You will be influenced. And it has become a spirit, because it is actually a spirit. When men say that, no, we don't like this, we don't like what is natural, we want something unnatural, and then we are going to say that it is natural. Don't underestimate it, because when you see, you see lovely people trapped. I mean, and then they will rather tell you that they are trapped in the wrong body. Is my preaching difficult to understand? Yes. Hey. Don't underestimate it. Don't think that it's maybe someone is, this person is an idiot. Can't he think? No, it's a real power. It's a real power that takes over people's lives. It's a real force. When you don't have it, thank God you don't have it. And pray you never get it. Yes. Are you there?
I'm here.
It says that, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. There's a divine nature, a God nature, that we must become partakers of, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That is through the desires of men. The wrong desires. The corrupt desires. The corrupt interests. Salvation has made us escape it. Oh, how sad it is that after you've escaped, you are supposed to have escaped this thing. And then rather, it's like you are going back into it. Escape the corruption. So anyway, to avoid being good for nothing, let us take on the job, the beautiful job, the beautiful career of helping the world to fight this corruption, because there is corruption in the world. The Bible has told us already, everything is subject to vanity, everything is subject to uselessness. If you leave yourself just to be there, the things you will do, the things you will say, the things you will watch, the type of friends you will have. If you had not been for salvation. I mean, look at the things you know and the things you've been through that mommy doesn't know. Yeah!
the things you've done. Daddy thinks that you are the sweetest girl. Especially the girls. As for the guys, when you start growing a beard, you already look interesting. When you see your daughter, I mean, what your daughter knows, you can easily faint. I don't want to say die. You can easily faint.
So the top job is the job to help with the salvation of souls. Why? Because it's souls that have eternal value. Your hair, it will go out of fashion soon. Out of fashion, it will go. It will go. This nice hair you are wearing, in a few, whatever, if you wear this, someone will ask you, how old are you? Because it will go out of fashion. It's subject. Do you understand? It is subject to vanity. Vanity is uselessness. It's subject to uselessness. Everything that you see to that looks so important is useless. It's useless.
So let's take, how many of you would like to join in taking the job of saving souls from the corruption of this world? You'd like to join.
Anna, you don't want to join. Join.
Okay. Yes, join. Yes. Souls. I hope I can end the service now.
No, but you all lift up your hand. It means that I've made my point. You've agreed.
What else do you want to say? I was testing whether if I was a salesman, whether my pitch has worked. That's why I asked you. I mean, if you like to, so it means I've made my point. Everything else I'm going to realize. Number one, this. Number two, this. Number three, this. Number four, this. But I've managed to convince you that the top job. How many of you are convinced that the top job is not to be a barber, but to be a soul winner?
Yes.
What about those of you here? Are you convinced that soul winning? There's only one person who is not convinced, but no problem. He will be convinced by the time I finish this service. Makalabadilibika patoshi patasaya. Yes. That shall be convincing. Yes.
To be soul winners. A soul.
It's the thing that has value here. It has value in eternity. Michael, I tell you, it has value here. It has value in eternity. Many institutions, organizations, companies, they've all shut down. When I was your age, there are places that I worked that don't exist anymore. Yes, they don't exist. I'm even ashamed to even mention some of them. Because when I mention you, say, what? Where is that? What did he say? He said he worked where? Yeah, he worked where? Please, it doesn't mean anything. It will not mean anything to you. Yes, it won't mean anything to you. But once I was working there, I was a pastor. So even though that place is gone, you can say I'm still a pastor. Yes, I'm still a pastor. I'm still preaching. Yes, I'm still preaching. I used to go there and preach and then come. I'm still preaching. Yeah, I'm still preaching. I'm still preaching. Oh, yes. So, those of you who wanted this, some people here. They need more convincing. So, how to prevent the spread of corruption? Yes, how to prevent the spread of corruption? How to prevent people is sharing? Because people are teaching their lusts and their cravings and their desires. They are sharing it. People are sharing it. Convincing people that is who you are, that is what you are, that's how you should be. People are sharing it privately, secretly, and some openly. Oh, they're sharing. They're sharing their corruption. sharing their corruption. Cry. One, spread the knowledge of God and prevent corruption by preaching the gospel. You must preach the gospel to prevent the spread of corruption. You must preach the gospel. You must preach the gospel. Everywhere you are, everybody you meet, you must preach the gospel. Every one of you here, let me give you a charge. Every one of you here must preach the gospel at least once a week before the weekend. You must have preached the gospel to somebody. You must have shared the good news to somebody. Not just come into church, into the Kia Oval, and come and sing, come and dance, come and make yourself important here, and then the rest of the week, you are switched off. No. You must preach the gospel, because you have to share the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God has to be shared so that others can escape the corruption. Without any effort, without anybody trying anything. It's like a living. It's spreading. It's spreading. The decay, the corruption, the whatever, it spreads. It spreads in human life. It's just spreading. So the preaching of the gospel is key. Number two. Spread the knowledge of God and prevent corruption by teaching the word of God. You must teach the word to prevent the spread of corruption. You must teach the word. You must teach the word now means that there may be someone is wondering, what's the difference between preaching the gospel, the first one? Is that to an undefined group? That's the first one. Anybody you meet at all, you have to share the gospel. Before they share theirs with you, you have to share yours with them. Teaching means that there's a defined group. So it means that Janice, I pray that you have a group, 5, 10 people, that every once a week you share the word of God with them. You share the word and you teach them with clarity what the Bible says. And not assume that, oh, these people are in church, so they're okay, so there's no problem. You have to become teachers. That's what we call in this church shepherds. Shepherds, fellowship leaders, percenter leaders, center heads, whatever title you have, it has to be something linked to teaching. Everybody has a group that you teach. And then after you've been taught for a while, you are expected to graduate from that group and also have your group that you are also teaching. What we are doing is that we are preventing the spread of corruption, the spread of corruption. The spread of corruption. We are teaching people to be well grounded in the faith, to be grounded properly in the faith. Well grounded in the faith. To teaching. Teaching. If Janice doesn't have a group that she's teaching, I will be disappointed. Yes, I will be disappointed. I'll be there because she's one of the few people that were born in the church and have grown up in the church. All she has seen and heard in her life is my voice preaching. Even when she was in her mother's stomach, she heard my voice preaching. That's all she knows. So if she doesn't have 5 minimum, that she stands in front of once a week and she's teaching them something. Oh, my heart. I feel like I'm failing. For somebody who has heard my voice from when she was in her mother's womb. Then she wasn't wearing glasses. Now she wears glasses. You have to be a teacher. You have to be a teacher. You have to teach. You have to teach. That's why at the beginning of the year I said every group in this church must have an evangelistic program. Every group in this church. Every group must be covered. Every group, there has to be a calendar. Every group, we are waiting to hear, hey, it's your program coming up. Your program must come up. It must happen. And you must send us pictures and numbers of souls that were saved. Oh, yes, we are waiting for it. I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting to see that every group. No excuse. No excuse. No stories. It's basic Christian duties. Hey. Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says that, and be not conformed to this world. And be not conformed to this world. And be not conformed to this world. Why shouldn't you conform? Why shouldn't you become like the world? Because it's a corrupt world. But be transformed, that is, be changed by the renewing of your mind. How will you be changed? How will your mind be renewed if you have someone who can teach you? Who can teach you that chasing souls is more important than chasing a new Mercedes? Yes. You can get someone to teach you and explain to you that the only thing of value, eternal value, forever value, is the soul of man. That is, it's like your soul. Your soul is what is important. Not your adaptations and your orientations on this earth. Your soul. So if your orientation and your things you are adapting to here on earth is going to take you to hell, then you have to avoid it. You have to teach yourself and be afraid that this thing is taking me to hell. Don't let somebody come and say it and say that the person is doing whatever. You have to tell yourself the truth. Tell yourself the biblical truth. And renew your mind. Renew your mind fast. Yes. If we all knew when we would die, we will fool to the last minute. Then say, Father, forgive us. Yes. If you could tell when. Look at these people that we're reading about in Moscow who have just gone to see a concert. And then some people just come in. It's like your end can come unannounced. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Just like that, that's your end. You just went to a concert, that's your end. Your end has come. You didn't plan it. You didn't sign a contract. You didn't agree to it, but your end has come. Because you see people sitting there, it's like, I don't believe this. But you see, the only thing, you know, if you have even a drop of wisdom, if you are wise, the only thing you should know by now is that you have no control over the day you die. So that should make you think that when I die after here, what happens? If you have a drop of wisdom, with all the knowledge you have and all the ideologies and all the debates you have within yourself, just a little wisdom should tell you that there's a day the wicked will die and the righteous will die. That you can't escape it. That you can't fight it and resist it. That day comes. It comes to anybody and everybody. And you don't know which day it is. So why don't you prepare? You say, okay, I'll be ready. If you are blessed with 50 years from the day you start preparing, thank God. Thank God that after I started preparing, I had 50 more years to live. I'm so happy that when I got saved. And after I got saved, I didn't die the next day. That I've had the opportunity to preach to people, tell people about Christ like I'm doing now. You came to church on a Sunday morning, but I'm telling you about the importance of your soul. That more than anything else, your qualifications, your this, your that, you know. Thank God I'm also educated. So when I say your qualification, it's not as though, you know, he didn't get it. So he's saying that it's not. No, I'm not one of those people. First love is not one of those places. No. First love, rather. Here, rather. If you're not educated, we'll preach you into becoming educated. Hey, unless we don't know you, you can't come and show first degree to us and we say you've done well. We'll tell you that, look, you can do better than that. Come on to the next level. Come on, off you go. Go back to school. So I'm telling you, even though we'll tell you, go and do this, go and do that, get this, get a professional qualification, be like, we'll tell you, I'm also telling you that is useless. Yeah. I'm telling you that it's useless. Yeah. And the only useful thing is the salvation of your soul. That's the only useful thing. Yes. That's the only useful thing. Yes, that's the only useful thing. That you are saving souls. Something you can take with you to heaven. So you can take with you to heaven. Heaven's gates. Auntie Joanne, you can't present your certificate at heaven's gate. No. They don't know if you understand it. Angel Gabriel would call Michael and say, hey, Angel Michael, come and look. Go look at a piece of paper somebody has brought here. What are we to do with it? What should we do with it? She says something, so she's something, dentistry, something. We don't know what it is. What we understand it, our souls. I mean, in the first place, are you saved? Then secondly, do you have any other souls? Did you tell any other souls about? I mean, that's what you can enter this place with. Not your certificate of privacy. I was at some graduation the other day. You should see the courses that are being mentioned. Look, people have masters in terrorism and it wasn't terrorism. It's the prevention of terrorism. And something. They have masters in it. I'm telling you. Masters in the prevention of terrorist act. And I forget the name. I was sitting there, something about another master's degree in virtual reality of dizziness. Oh, real human beings matching up to receive certificates and handshake. Virtual something, terrorism, this. I mean, when I say terrorism, it sounds more exciting. Okay. Terrorism, this. I mean, look, I was looking at the course. I said, look, people have studied things. The only course I heard I could relate with was when I heard somebody, project management. And that's the only one I said, I think I know this one. And I think I know people with jobs with this one. So, okay, I understand this one. But otherwise, you see, terrorism, I mean, look. I wish I could interview those because I would like to know what they study. First, I would like to see the lecturers. I'd like to see the lecturers. You arrive in heaven with a certificate on anti-terrorism. And say, look, I was top of the class. Because for each group, they say, this person got an award, the tutor's award for this, then we all clap. Woo! Ah! Woo! You say, well, you get to heaven. Hey! As you get to heaven, I don't know whether... it's not a nice joke, so I can't say it. It's not a nice joke. What I was going to say is not nice. What I was going to say without saying it is that I hope when I get to heaven, there'll be a lot of people there who know me so that they can clap and cheer me as I'm coming in. But you know what that means. It means some people have to get there before I get there. Yes, that's why I can't say it. Yes, that's why I can't say it. Yes. But as well, I'm just saying, as well, woo, woo. For these people, it'd be nice as you are getting to heaven. There are people there that you led to Christ. You told them about Christ. They say they are also there to welcome you there. Yes. But in any case, even if they are not there, if your church members are not there, the Bible says that there are a great cloud of witnesses. There are people who have gone ahead of us already. The fathers are there. The John Wesleys, the Smith Wigglesworth, Derek Prince is there. Papa Hagen is there. Reinhard Bonnke is there. All those people will be there. All those people, as I'm preaching now, if I don't know whether they have time by now in heaven to hear Kia over, they'll be saying, but now Reinhard Bonnke is shouting that, preach! Preach! So when I'm preaching and you don't clap, you sit there stiff, as though you've just been deployed from the U.S. Marines. You can't move, you can't smile, you can't say anything. I'm telling you, my eyes are on heaven. Heaven is cheering me on. I'm telling you, Reinhard Bonnke, but now he's saying, preach! Yes, preach. 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 Yes. Yes. You're still sitting there and watching the world corrupt, decay, become confused and more confused. Look, the corruption is at a different level now. I don't want to waste my time talking about the corruption in the world. I'd rather tell you about the salt that can preserve the world. The salt. The salt. We are, that's what the scripture says, we are the salt of the earth. God knows that everything is subject to corruption. That's why he said, you are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. If you are dropped into a community, you can preserve that community. You will preserve them. They'll last longer than they are supposed to because you are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. Yes, I'm not a chemistry student. Otherwise, I would have explained to you what salt does to meat and to other products, why it gives it life. But I'm not. I'm a preacher. You are the salt of the earth. What are you doing here? Instead of just sitting here, you have to be dropped. That's what I'm saying. That's what, you must have 5 people, 10 people. You are the salt to that group to preserve those people from corruption, to preserve them from the lusts. Understand where the corruption comes from. It comes from the lusts. The feelings and the thoughts and the imaginations, those are the things that corrupt a man. Sit, number 3. Yes. Oh, no, I can hear Reinhard Bonnke shouting. Yeah, so don't worry, you can write notes. Yes. Yeah. No, we are men of faith, eh? When we read the Bible, we believe it. You know, the Bible says we are compassed by these witnesses. We literally believe it. Literally, a great cloud of witnesses. A great cloud of witnesses. They are the ones that are watching us and saying you are doing their Billy Graham is dead. Maybe he may not shout and preach, but he's looking on and nodding. It's like, yes, good one. Mm-hmm. Because he's more calm. But he's an evangelist. He's saying, yes, good word, good word, good word. Maybe by now he's saying that, look, read the verses. Number 3, spread the knowledge of God by living pure and preventing corruption. You must live pure to prevent the spread of corruption. You must live pure. You must live a pure life. Stop dabbling in things. Stop having a dual lifestyle. And say, I'm a Christian. I go to church. The fact that you are a member of First Love does not give you a ticket to heaven. You must live a pure life. You can be in traffic lights, torch lights, second love, third love, fifth love church. You need to live a pure life. Because people are watching. People are watching. I'm telling you, people are watching. You'll be amazed at the message your lifestyle sends. People are looking at you. Hey, pure lives. Philippians chapter 2. Oh, thank God, I only have one more point. That's how it is. Philippians 2:14. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. 15. That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Don't you see that what the Bible is saying? You must be blameless and harmless in a crooked and perverse nation, in a dark world. So you have to be a light. You have to be different. There has to be a testimony about you. Your flatmates, the people you share accommodation, they have to be able to speak. Sometimes your own siblings, your own family people should be able to say that there's something in your church. I would like to go to church with you. Why? How come your family have not come to church with you? Hey, how come they haven't come? Your light shall become brighter from today. Amen. Yes. Because they can't see that. You still argue with them. You still talk back. How come your parents have not said, oh, I'm going to church with you. I want to see your church. Because you are still slamming doors in their face and walking away. Yeah. Still answering back. Sharp tongue. Sharp tongue. You can't see any difference. Your language, your words, your things are the same. Same. This is what the Bible says about you. It says, be blameless. Blameless. No one should be able to have anything that can be used against you. Be blameless. Be the best child amongst the children. Be the best. When all your other siblings are saying no, Jesus, be the one that says yes. The one that floats with parents. The one that obeys parents. Even if your father is the voodoo chief, be blameless. When we get to your office, come to your office. I should be able to come. I mean, you can't easily go to offices, but in the days when you can enter offices, when people have not studied masters in terrorism, I come to your office and I say, I am your pastor. Your work colleague shouldn't say, hey, she has a pastor. Blameless. If I come to your school, office, wherever you are, and I say, I am your pastor, will people look at me with those eyes? They say, this is the type of souls you have in your church. Be blameless. My fourth point. Do you want my fourth point?
Yes.
Okay. Are you sure you want my fourth point? I don't think I want to give you my fourth point. My fourth point says that you must spread the knowledge of God about sex in order to prevent the spread of corrupted sexual perversions. IB, are you praying for me? Romans chapter 1. This one, I'm just going to read the Bible, then we close. Like I said, IB is interceding for me. Looking at me like that, and she's thinking, this man is brave. Romans chapter 1, verse 24. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own. Be careful about lusts. Eh? the lust, the feelings, the cravings, the desires, through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. So there are some actions that it leads to dishonoring of your own self. You are dishonoring your body. Okay, 25. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. 26. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. Why don't you give it to us in English? We don't know what vile is, isn't it? Yes. You see, this is why you must also have a Bible. So I wish by now you're also reading your own Bible. So you don't say that I have put up my Richard translation. That is why God abandoned them to their shameful desires. Oh, mercy. Oh, look. Like the verse is gone off here. Somebody is showing me myself. Okay. Even the women turned against the natural way to have sex and instead indulge in sex with each other. Hey, it not be me, it will be the Bible way they talk now. And the men, instead of having normal sexual relations with women, burned with lust for each other. Men did shameful things with other men. And as a result of this sin, they suffered within themselves the penalty they deserved. Abby, I can't read the Bible. Oh. You don't mean me talk. If it's the Bible way, they talk now. So, those of you who are recording, I wish you would get up and come and take a picture of the verse. Okay? So, my final point is that you must spread the knowledge of God, because people are ignorant. They don't know what the Bible says. So you have to be able to read the verses and what the Bible says. That this is what the Bible says. Here ends the reading of the scripture. May the Lord add his blessings to it. Stand to your feet and let's go. Yes. Don't you like the reading of scriptures and the reading of passages? Yes. How many of you are going to join the anti-corruption movement? The anti-corruption. Remember, the world is already subject to vanity. It's just like, it's going to happen. That's how it's going to be. Soon, these lights will be useless. You'll be useless. You'll be meaningless. You'll be nothing. You won't be anything. The only thing that matters is your soul. It will matter here, and it will matter in eternity. Oh, yes. Your car right here will matter again. Yeah. So, close your eyes and pray for yourself that, Lord, help me. Help me to spread the knowledge of God. The knowledge about you, that more people will know about you. Use me. I want to be a preacher. I want to be a teacher of your word. Of your word. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, oh God. Pray for yourself. Pray. We're just praying for a minute. Pray for yourself, Lord. Fill me with your spirit. Bless me with your precious Holy Spirit.
I just wanna be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence.
worship from afar. Draw me near to where you are. I just want to be where you are, in your dwelling place, in your dwelling place forever. Take me to the place where you are, 'cause I just want to be with you. I wanna be where you are, dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table.
Pray for yourself.
And surrounded by your glory.
God will use you to spread the knowledge of God.
That's
to
where
teach,
I always
to preach,
want to be.
Live a blameless and a pure life wherever
I
you are, in your community, in your school, in your office, wherever you are, pure and blameless.
I just want to be where
help
you
us,
Lord
God. Help
dwelling
us,
daily
Lord.
In your presence. Dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship
ever.
Draw me near. Draw me near to where you are. Oh my God,
oh yes, Lord.
You are my strength,
yes,
and my song.
Lift up your two hands in this last few moments in prayer.
The
Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Every hand lifted. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. That you will not decay, you will not wither, you will not become corrupt. You will rather help in the teaching and the spreading of the knowledge of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you this afternoon. Thank you for this blessed opportunity to hear your word, to receive your word, to understand your word, Lord. And Lord, above all, for the Holy Spirit that gives us a conviction and an understanding to live for you, Lord. To live just the way you want us to live, Lord. Thank you, Father, for anointing us with your precious Holy Spirit, that we will spread the knowledge of God in this dark and corrupt world. Thank you, Lord, for your help. Thank you for your blessing. And thank you for your assistance. In Christ Jesus' name, amen. Still in prayer, every eye closed, every head bowed. Now I want to pray for you. I want to pray specially for you. Specially for you. I want to say a special prayer for you today before we leave this place. You are here. Somebody invited you to church. Perhaps the person has been trying over a period. Today you came. But today you came because God loves you and God cares about you. And God has planned to meet you here with a blessing of salvation of your soul. Just as we have heard in the preaching, salvation of your soul. That you will not die and go to hell, but rather you become a child of God, a friend of God, a servant of God. That you will know God. Today, you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want you to pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to surrender my life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Pastor, please pray with me. If you are here like that, you say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want you to lift up your right hand, wherever you are standing, very quickly, just your right hand. And I pray with you. Pastor, pray with me. Lift it up high so I can see you. Hi. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. God bless you. I can see your hand. Pastor, pray with me. Keep it up. Can we all be standing, please? If you can stand, unless you're not well. It's a very important time. We are talking about souls, the salvation of souls. Salvation of souls. Today, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to surrender my life to the Lordship of Jesus. I don't want to live and die without a relationship with God, without knowing Him. I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. I want my sins to be forgiven. Just your right hand, and I'll pray with you. Just your right hand. God bless you. Now, if you have your hand lifted up, I want you to do one more thing. I want you to come to me right here in the front, and I'll pray with you. Come out of your seat. Even if you didn't lift up your hand, you can come. Even if you didn't lift up your hand, you can come. You can come. I'm waiting for you right here. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus from wherever you are. Come all the way. Nowhere is too far. Nowhere is too far. Come on. Come to Jesus. Come to God today.
Come running to the mercy seat where Jesus is calling. His grace.
Let's pray. Close your eyes with me. Let's pray. Say after me. The church will help us as we pray. Say, Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for choosing me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for your mercies. I know I am a sinner. I know I am far from you. Thank you for bringing me close. Please forgive me of all my sins and of all my mistakes. Have mercy on me. I believe in Jesus. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. And I believe Jesus is alive today. I believe Jesus died for me and He rose up on the third day. So now say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Please come into my life. Be the Lord of my life. Say, thank you, Father, for choosing me, for accepting me, and for making me a child of yours. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Father, once again, for your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I pray for these precious souls. May they be established in you. And may they lead. May they become lights to many. And lead many more to you, O God. Thank you for your great blessing. And your great help today. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Beautiful. Wait. Yep, you got the message. God bless you. Clap for them as they go. Clappy claps. Your clap is not working. I can still hear Billy Graham and Cole more than you. Yeah, they seem to be more excited. Beautiful. Take your communion. Do we still take communion? Okay. Take your communion.
That Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood.
And it reaches.
for the victory that was won on Calvary's cross. Satan, today, as we eat the Lord's body and drink his blood, you are cursed in our lives. You are defeated in our lives. And you are destroyed in our lives. Because Jesus won for us on Calvary's cross. We are free from every bondage and from every curse. We are leaving this place blessed and victorious because of the body of Christ and the blood of Jesus. The body of Christ. Eat it. The blood that washes away our sins. The blood of Jesus. Drink all of it. Stand to your feet and receive your blessing. Lift up your two hands and receive your blessing.
Lift your hands for your blessing. The Lord bless all soul winners.
Amen.
The Lord bless all those who participate in winning souls. The Lord multiply you. May the Lord take from you your burdens, your problems, your needs. May he heal your diseases and strengthen you. The Lord lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes, and expand the place where you are. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you. I bless you as children. That the Lord gave to me. Be blessed.
Amen.
With the blessing of a father.
Amen.
Upon your life.
Amen.
The Lord give you peace.
Ooh.
And the Lord cause a calm to come in every storm.
Amen.
That is blowing in your life. The Lord bring an end to ongoing crisis.
Amen.
And ongoing issues. And
Amen.
Ongoing struggles.
Amen.
And ongoing unsettled issues.
Amen.
The Lord give you peace.
Amen.
The Lord give you settlement.
Amen.
The Lord give you answers.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. And everyone shouted, Amen.
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest Amen. Let me hear your loudest Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
Beautiful.
We hope that you've been blessed by this message. For more information, follow us on social media. Search for First Love London on Facebook and YouTube, and First Love UK on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Have a blessed week.